Excellent, Brooke. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And thanks for letting us know how you're set up. I think it's really brilliant when people have a backup power system and have that all in place. One of these days I would like to do that, but I haven't gotten myself pulled together to get it done. But it's a wonderful way to approach it. Then these storms are a little less daunting when you're in them. So appreciate the check-in, Brooke, and I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you at a future time. But, breakfast is canceled tomorrow, so we'll move on and work on our own. Nicholas, KD8NH, you are on. Amity, you'll be up.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. That's KD8NH. Nicholas on this side of the mic. Scott, thanks a lot for taking care of the net tonight. I'm very comfortable in my shack this evening. The house has been nice and warm this entire day, which is nice. My wife got the day off of work, and so did I. And it was almost like a snow day. It reminded me of having a snow day back when I used to have snow days at school. And gosh, that was a while ago, you know. But it reminded me of that. I went out and shoveled the driveway at least twice and took care of chores and such because, you know, on a day off you can't just have the freedom to do what you please. But I did take a nap and I did enjoy the day. Came down to the ham shack here about 20 minutes ago. Messing around quite a bit lately. I've got a new desk that I want to put up. A lot of ham radio inspiration going on. New microphones, recording softwares, and ways to play with recording and taking audio and taking some of the Morse code that I'm receiving and being able to listen to it again so that I can practice it. I don't know. There's a lot of cool things to do with amateur radio. I hope to share them with you all on the net as I go about it throughout the next month. But I'll turn it back to you. Hope everybody's having a good evening, staying safe, staying indoors, staying warm. 7-3, everybody. Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.